Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh my gosh. Jared Porter was hired December 13th. So he was basically 4.5 weeks on the job, 5 weeks on the job. And I'm sure he took a break for Christmas. Okay, remember Wally Backman? Remember Wally Backman got the job, I believe, as the Cardinals manager, and then was fired like a day or two later because he was doing blow? I don't know if he got arrested for blow or just somehow people found out that he was, and he was actually a manager for a day and a half or 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your one big chance.
Yeah.
And it's done forever.
It's over. 1 month.
And what was he doing? Text messaging a reporter?
Well,
was he just saying,
why is
she
snitching now?
I mean, he does look like he would do that.
Kevin, I mean, Jared's not going to work. Jared's going to have a hard time.
Why did she snitch? Well, we found out that
it's 4-5 years later.
Hey, what was the story with the... Okay. If you're not watching the Tiger Woods documentary on HBO that comes on Sundays, you must. It's unbelievable. It's like watching... Here's what it's like. It's like watching The Last Dance, only with way more smashing and a lot less 80s hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiger's not all about hip-hop, no.
There's no 80s hip-hop in it. There's a lot more infidelity. I'm just saying there's a lot more. I didn't say there's none.
Well,
okay,
although so, Jordan caught his in Tiger's deal, too.
Okay, so yeah, he did. So do you remember the scene with Scott Burrell where Michael Jordan was kind of on video, kind of snitching on Scott Burrell? Well, take that and magnify it times 100,000, and then you got there's Winnebagos, there's Vegas. What we found what was interesting this week is that when Tiger went to Vegas, it was on.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we would role play, and there would be 10 girls up there, and Tiger would be dressed in a suit, and we're like,
I was like, the balls to believe that will never get out.
I know, right?
Now, remember, that was pre-Twitter stuff.
I mean, that was...
Well, that was right around Twitter beginning, so we didn't have the social media age like this.
But here's the deal is... Yeah, I mean...
No one was Instagramming Tiger's stuff?
No, they weren't Instagramming it, but you can't keep that secret. Not with the sheer numbers Tiger was working with. I mean...
Tiger was working with some serious numbers.
There were 19, or... I mean, it was ridiculous how active he was. Yeah. I mean, it was tremendous. I mean, dude had lasting power. He didn't even use any toothpaste on his stuff or anything. I mean, Tiger was out there. He didn't care either. First time we'd seen the Perkins waitress, right? Did you ever seen her before?
No,
I never seen a picture of her before.
Not worth the heat.
No, but I could see him going, I ain't doing nothing for the next 10 minutes. Hey.
They had a relationship.
I know. She must. Well, he must like the smell of pancakes or something.
Is You're going to say something. Just right now, I'm very nervous. I'm just going to let you know. Because I don't know you don't care because you're leaving tomorrow, but you usually don't care.
No, right. Well, this
is... So it's also worse. And now that you got your Dan Gilbert vibe going, I know that you feel like you're fearless.
Dan Gilbert.
So Tiger, how about the story about the National Enquirer following him around?
Yeah. And watching him.
And watching him taking pictures in his truck when he was with the... And she wasn't a Perkins waitress. She's a hostess. We found that out, too.
Oh, yeah, but I
like... She was a hostess.
I like to think she smelled like pancakes.
People like to say that. And then she threw something out of the car, and then they picked it up and kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why?
Why can't you just say what it is?
Do you know?
No, I haven't seen any of it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's a feminine product.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's fine.
Don't ask next time.
No, I'm fine with
don't
it.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I assumed it was something that
Apparently Tiger got his wings.
Oh.
Oh, man. Golly. You are the worst person. Just an awful individual. You. Why would you say that?
So, anyway, 713-780-3776.
I'm looking at this woman, the alleged waitress.
The waitress?
Or hostess. I'm like these are the things it's where these are the things where Elon's like, really?
Really, that's it?
Look,
I'd be pissed off.
Playboy model, I get. Porn star, I get. But it was just anyone who was near you, I guess.
No,
it
listen.
It didn't take much.
It really didn't.
Elon's going out of town. What do you say we start hooking up? Like, Tiger.
Did she have, I mean, all I'm seeing is really pictures from the neck up. Does she have some quality that Tiger can see?
Yeah, well, okay, so, yeah.
No, go to images. You could see the whole deal.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know.
I mean.
You might, Dale.
Listen.
What do you mean?
Listen.
Okay, hold on. No, wait, hold on. Hold on. What does that mean?
You might, Dale.
What does that mean?
You might.
You might.
You might because she has an asset. Hey, I would appreciate
it. Let's just put it this way. She might have been in a place to serve pancakes. Yeah. But
didn't have pancakes?
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Well, no, she was. But here's the deal is, listen, what are your expectations? If you go to Vegas and one of the nicest clubs, I mean, you can expect just super hotness there. Mm-hmm. You go to Perkins, you got to lower your standards a little bit.
I understood, but why are you in the Perkins pool?
Because you had a good 15 minutes to kill.
Look, I'm speaking from a position of clearly not Tiger Woods, clearly doesn't have the access to that. I always think of what Chris Rock said, that a man is only as faithful as his options. So I wouldn't have the options that Tiger Woods would have. But if my first option was Elon, I would hope for my own sake, I wouldn't travel to Perkins and go, you know what? I got 10 minutes. Let's see what goes down.
Like I said, it was even more. Yeah. Like it was more. Tiger kept having one thing we found out. Sorry, this is spoiler alert, but Tiger kept having relationships with these women, and they were all hurt too. Like they were devastated. I thought I was Tiger special somebody.
You mean
I thought it was me?
He was my Tiger.
No, Tiger, the woman he actually married. He wasn't even hers. Why would you think he was yours?
So two things that did stand out from that documentary. Once again, you guys need to see it. And I don't feel like this is spoiler alert because these are things that have happened.
No, you like to spoil though.
Well, but this is a documentary. Like these are all things that have happened, and many of them were public. I just didn't recall this one. Two of them. I thought Bryant Gumbel. I thought that was disingenuous what Bryant Gumbel said, John, that many people like we've got a saying with older black people say, please don't let it be someone black. Well, I've heard that. When something bad happens, we don't want it to promote the stereotype or whatever. But he said it was the same thing with Tiger because we knew that all these people who wanted to fail finally could blah, blah, blah. But I think that is disingenuous. And I told my wife that, and she was kind of, I don't want to say she was arguing, but was trying to counter. This is the actual truth. Tiger was the biggest star in golf for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Were there people no different than when you are super successful like LeBron or Tom Brady or whoever at the highest at your peak? There are people who want you to fail because you're the best at what you do. We live in a nation of haters. That's never going to change. Or if you're a great team, you're the evil empire. I didn't like when Bryant Gumbel. I thought it was convenient to take.
I forget
because he said that Tiger that all these people who were racist and wanted Tiger to fail and couldn't wait for a black man to fail were happy. You know, they finally had something on Tiger and they were able to make fun of him. And There's going to be two things I talk about. That's actually not accurate.
Well, yes.
There's never been a more beloved guy in a gallery ever anywhere. We would have phone conversations with everybody every time Tiger played.
He's right. There were some people that didn't like
him. Yeah, but to act like that was a major narrative is not even remotely close. The huge majority of people wanted Tiger to succeed.
No, I get that. But Tiger also talked about how he had heard the N-word while he was playing.
I'm not saying he didn't. Yeah. What I'm saying is that's not the narrative.
That wasn't a huge narrative, but there were people that didn't like Tiger because he was black.
Okay. That's going to be that way in society.
Well, right.
But to act like this was everyone's chance, that was a very small group of people who really hated Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Do you know a bunch of people who hate Tiger Woods?
No.
Did you ever run into people like that?
I've run into people that didn't like him, yes.
For golf purposes.
Absolutely.
Or he didn't treat people well for golf purposes.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, that's different.
Well, no. But listen, there are racists that don't like him because he's black.
But the general sports fan... Lance,
it happens. That happens. People don't like him because he's black.
I didn't say it didn't happen. That is not a majority of the people.
No.
A massive majority of people.
The racists aren't a majority, Lance, but it happens.
That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. To jackhammer that in like that was the big storyline on Tiger, that felt a little disingenuous. And I'll tell you why. Because we all wanted Tiger to come back. And we all, like most people,
But here's the deal. Here's the deal with Brian Cumble and what he said there, is that Tiger changed an entire culture of golf, first of all. And he did represent African Americans because he did change a white sport and made it acceptable for a black guy. For him to fail the way that he did with his character was devastating to African Americans.
Yes, and that was
cause.
And that's something that culture will go through. That we just a white American. There's not a great white, like, it's people come from so many varied backgrounds that I don't white guy this way. I don't attach anything for me personally to any white guy ever. Never have in my entire life. Most of my favorite players were all black growing up across the board. But it is something different for the black culture.
Though. I mean, that's...
No. That's what I'm saying. It is something... Well, most white people I don't know who just say, God, he's white. Thankfully, I attach my identity. There is a different thing with the black culture with you see people cape up for Lamar Jackson. We talked about it with Dell yesterday.
But I will say this. There are white people that go, wow, finally a white guy that can play.
Oh yeah. No, but not in golf.
But that's exactly the point. All the black people were saying, finally, a black guy that can play golf.
Oh, yeah. No. That's not being argued. But that's why if you had, it was found out that Tom Brady did everything that Tiger Woods did, would you be shattered?
No.
You wouldn't give one single care about it.
No.
But Tiger was major.
Yeah.
If it happened with LeBron, it would be major because they transcend a team. It is... And we talk about with Lamar Jackson.
There is the racial quotient to it.
Yes, but the Lamar Jackson thing.
Dale,
you can speak to this, because you're a Lamar, but you brought it up yesterday. There are people who are going to cheer for Lamar Jackson.
Lamar entered the league with everything about, should he play wide receiver? He can't play quarterback. And that's something that you thought that narrative was dead for black quarterbacks. And
right.
Apparently it wasn't. The other thing is, yes, Tiger Woods transcended, but there is a belief, and probably rightfully so in some instances, that when black stars fall, not that people rush to enjoy it, but it's a longer and harder fall than others. That when a black star falls, it takes more to overcome that than when it happens to a white
star.
There's a belief there.
All right, 813 ESPN 97.5. We could continue this on the other side. If you've got any thoughts, you're more than welcome. 3776 is the number to get in here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, get some insurance.
Well, TGS Insurance is the best way to do that. All you have to do with TGS Insurance is make sure that you text the word money to 232323. It sets up the process of all of a sudden you've got, 15 seconds later, I've got a firm quote on my homeowner's insurance, and it turns out I'm saving $1,100. That happens all the time. You might say, I'm only saving $476. Oh, that's it? You're only saving $476? It's going back in your pocket, and you still keep an A-rated insurance company? Listen, if you don't shop, this is why people get so excited about things being deregulated, because there's competition. It lowers rates. If you don't take advantage of competition out there and shop your rates, you're going to keep paying what amounts to monopoly prices. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you shop and lower your rates with an A-rated insurance company that is waiting to take care of you? And TGS Insurance aggregates A-rated insurance companies, so they're shopping for you. Text the word money to 232323 and find out how you can put more of your money back in your pocket with TGSinsurance.com for your homeowner's insurance.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's been taking place. There's a lot of talk. Earlier, I refuted a report on Twitter, not by an accredited like national media member. But
does he have a blue check mark?
No, but I don't care about that. I mean, people can get information. I've seen it happen before. I got information.
If you don't have a blue check mark, I heard.
I got information about, and I broke this about Andre Johnson and Frank Gore going to the Colts. They were on a plane, and Andre tried to go, well, I don't know about that. Look, I'm right here by my pool, sitting by my pool. I'm not headed to Indy. Well, that was an old picture he had in his phone. He was 100% headed to Indy, and he did sign with Indy. The information I got was from a guy who does not have any kind of check marks. He just knows people. You know, sometimes you know people, or somebody has a, they just know someone because they live in a neighborhood or they know someone else or whatever the case may be. It's just, unfortunately, there's a report that said Deshaun Watson was in on an interview with Eric Bieniemy, and I checked into that because that'd be a big deal if that were true. I was not trying to refute it. I was trying to corroborate. And instead, what I found out was I was told, from a couple people on that, on Watson's side, that is not accurate, and that he has no, this is not even about Bieniemy anymore. It's about getting rid of Cal. Well, that's not going to happen. It's Cal or trade. Well, you think Cal's going? Is Cal going to sell the team, you think? No. Mm-hmm. And it's not Cal selling the team. You guys all need to understand this too. Y'all can clown Janice McNair making decisions because she's 90. This is Janice McNair is going to be the one who decides if they're selling a team. Am I wrong on that, do you think?
Yeah, no. They're not selling.
That's Cal's. This is Cal's train that he plays with.
No. Oh.
Del, the Texans are the train. We need to stop saying that Cal's in a room playing with trains. This is the train.
Okay.
Do it again.
Okay.
That's Cal. I mean, we have it's two things to count now.
It's like the train's going.
Wait, that again.
Train goes boom.
No one even knows what that is.
That's hey, you. Cal, we got a meeting.
Oh, really? We can't use that, John?
No.
Cal, we're going to interview Eberflus.
No. I don't know where you got that sound.
Exactly. That's why it's so great.
Dan Gilbert. So unfortunately, I was told that, no, Deshaun was not in that meeting, and to this point, it's not even I think they're past the point of it even being a Bieniemy thing.
Can Janice remove Cal from decision-making? Would that solve the problem?
Yeah, she can ground him. If Cal's grounded, I mean, you could say, I'm taking away electronics, and I'm taking away Texans for you for a year.
Taking away your train.
Yeah, you could take somebody's train away from him. Cal could have the team taken away from him, and Janice could say, just get somebody else. Just Nick, just do everything.
And listen, this is not inaccurate. No, I mean, and actually, yesterday, Schefter, you and your source and talking and everything else.
Oh, no.
It leads to...
It's bad.
It's Cal.
It's getting way worse, and it's Cal. And Deshaun wants it out there that it's Cal. And you know what it does from a leverage standpoint, if you think about this? And I don't know this to be the fact, but if you say it's the owner, then you shut everything else down because the owner's not getting rid of the team.
No.
So if you say, well, it's just the owner. If the owner goes, and I'm like, well, that's not possible because I kept bringing up, but what if Jack Easterby's gone? Like, why is Deshaun not pulling the trigger getting rid of Easterby? Deshaun, his big concern isn't Easterby, it's Cal. Well, or that's what I'm being told.
Listen, if you're a player for the Texans and you look at Cal,
he's see the same thing we do.
Everybody sees the same thing. And it's just like, this is the guy that's leading us, making the major decisions in the organization. This is the guy. I mean, talk about no hope, no chance, deflating. Just, oh my goodness. And you know, you've worked your ass off to become, to get where you are. Every person, every coach, every, the equipment guys, the water boy, they're working their asses off to get where they got. And Cal was just handed this and can't screw it up any more than he is. He cannot possibly screw this. And he was just handed to, he, there was absolutely, there's zero reasons that he has earned this. He was just handed it because he's in the lucky sperm club.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And he would not.
And everybody who is a worker and had to work and fight and claw and sweat and bleed and everything else to get there is just looks over there and goes, oh my, that's our leader. Wow.
Some folks are born made to wave.
That's Cal. In the red, white, and blue. Is it, did Creedence know?
Did they foresee what
did
was going to
happen?
Did they
foresee this? Are they the Simpsons?
Possibly. See, I won't say it's a problem because you wanna bring in winners. You want people. You bring in a Sean, ultimate winner, won a championship, elevated that Clemson program to a new level, and then you bring Deshaun in here, and he can see this ain't how it's supposed to be run. He can see it. He knows what it takes to win, and he looks at it like, this guy doesn't know what it takes. This isn't how you run a proper organization.
Cal is the personification of white privilege. I mean, it is.
He's not white privilege. He's just rich. He's born to a rich guy.
Yeah, I mean, but he hasn't earned a damn thing. He hasn't earned a damn thing.
45.
Well, what do you mean?
45.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. I mean, he actually had to go out there. Anyone would elect Cal to anything?
With $50 million?
Do you think anyone would elect Cal to anything? No.
I'm sure he's on the board of directors.
Oh,
someplace.
Yeah. What's the one with the guys with the hats who were, and they were telling John all their rankings?
The Shriners?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? What do you mean?
He could be elected.
No, he couldn't.
He could put one of those fezzes on.
No, he could. By the way. The Bob McNair made a huge donation to the Rice MBA program. The building is named after.
Well, there.
So
it is.
There, that explains Cal's,
no one ever
Cal's
pays,
MBA.
No one
from
ever
Rice.
Pays money to a college to get them things. Oh, signed Giant Scandal.
Signed Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you mean?
Come on. No. But that was okay as long as you give a building. That's okay, but what Lori Loughlin did is not.
Oh,
it's the same damn thing.
The McNair Hall.
It really is.
The McNair Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. McNair Hall at the,
hey,
at the Jones School.
Hey, we
want to
get you, Hall. Can you do something about this NBA? Well, but no, because he could be running, like, we're putting our name on this guy running a business. We're going to put him in with the turn.
Listen, it's going to.
It runs itself.
It's going to lessen.
It runs itself unless there's been a coup in the building.
It's going to lessen the value of the MBA at Rice, but we got the building.
Yeah, and how valuable is that?
Well,
there
pretty,
you go.
Pretty valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Listen, it's amazing. We're talking about the owner of of the most popular organization in this city.
How come they couldn't have been the Rooneys? Like, they handed it down.
I know.
But you know what?
And they were competent.
Competent. The Maras handed it down. Competent. It's the McNairs, though. But they do have
Caskeys, the Bidwells.
No,
it happens,
it happens
all the time. We just have.
Dude, rank the power rankings. The Bidwells, McCaskies,
the Fords.
The Fords, as you mentioned. The
Johnsons.
There's your fight for Trevor Lawrence. Right? If there was a Trevor Lawrence of. Who's going to get the first pick of the incompetency draft?
And by the way,
from the hand down.
By the way, there's the cons. The son runs an English Premier League team. Don't think at some point he's not going to get handed.
How are they?
They're not great, but they don't have the money to compete. But they've elevated themselves to the Premier League a couple times the last couple years. So they compete at a lower level, but not at this level. They just don't have the talent. But don't think at some point Tony Khan is going to be running the Jaguars at some point, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no question. No question.
And Tony's not something I made up. That's his actual name.
Tony is a little different.
It's actually Tony. Shad and Tony.
Very different.
What? I don't know what that means.
Tony? No, I mean, when you talk to him, he's a big numbers analytics guy. Tony's personality is just a little different. It's not, I'll just say.
He also owns Elite Wrestling. All Elite Wrestling? Is that
who does?
Tony Khan.
He does?
He's a president of All Elite Wrestling.
Is that right?
AEW, yeah.
How many of those light bulbs, those fluorescent light bulbs are smashed on people's head in his
Do you think he counts the number of tacks that are thrown on the ground for some guy's back to land on? You think he does that?
Well, I think he's got a maximum number that will not inflict damage but will inflict bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I was watching, I don't know why this was so stunning to me, but they showed video in Buffalo during the tailgating of people, like, I don't know if it was old video or current video, where people were jumping on each other and breaking the tables and all that. It's just wild. I know, but it was just, I didn't expect to see it. And all of a sudden, people are flying around on top of tables. I'm like, and one of them looked like one guy got hurt. What is the deal with those white tables? And if I could get in a white table business, do you know how many people are probably making breakaway tables now just for that?
Yeah.
Who've gotten into that business? Well, yeah, I would have.
I would too. In Buffalo? No, nowhere else will they sell, but okay.
No.
But I mean, it's a limited market, but okay. 829 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. And Lance has been commenting, I mean, from the get-go this morning when I got here, he goes, oh, man, your hair looks great. You slicked it back. You're looking Dan Gilbert.
I thought I was thinking Gordon Gekko, but now it's Dan Gilbert.
Dan Gilbert. It's a very Dan Gilbert look. But, it would have been like, man, you really look like some kind of mangy dog before I met Doc Linville. And that was the case. I was a mangy dog. And I had spots all over my head. Doc filled them in. And he was like, hey, I check it out. And I saw Doc at our golf tournament. And he was like, man, it has turned out great. And he also said, we're really, really killing it with this thing. People are responding, and people are getting the results that we love, and the word of mouth is going out. And if you're somebody that's on the fence and you're like, I'm just tired of this. I'm losing my hair. It's really, really bad. He can do the PRP as well, which will stimulate growth of hair in your head. But if you've got the bald spots, or if you're balding and you want to get permanent hair on the top of your head, Doc Linville is here for you, and the process is awesome, and it's great, and you're going to love it. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Start the process. Talk to the doc. I'm telling you, you'll love everything about it. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, we were just talking during the break. If we talked about, do you remember when they first started that they said if you called Reliance Stadium anything other than Reliance Stadium, you would get your credentials revoked?
Because of the branding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it should have been the Powerhouse. You know, it's the power company that would have been a nice name, like the House of Pain or what, the Powerhouse would have been a sweet nickname for it at the Powerhouse, but Reliant wanted its name on there. They would have revoked your credentials if you called it any other. This was literally in a memo we got from them. From the Texans organization, and not just the people who, because I was working for the team.
They were for real.
It was for everybody.
I mean, there was a lot of money given to them, so they want to protect their.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, like 790 has gone off after. As soon as Daryl Morey came on with this, when I first got hired, Daryl came on with us, and they threw a hissy fit. We play for Astros and Rockets. We don't want anyone over there. Yeah. And I mean, I get it. But that's how, if you have branding, if you convince somebody to give you money, or to take, especially give you money for naming rights for a stadium, don't you call it the juice box? Or, well, no, at the time.
No, the juice box, the Minute Maid is called the juice box.
Yeah, that's Minute Maid. Well, as a joke,
but
yeah.
The Texans
but
were
that was
so...
after it was the other disgraceful name.
But yeah.
But why are you bringing that up?
Well, because it has gone from... It has gone from you can't say anything, you know, call it anything other than Reliance Stadium, and you better not, you better talk positively about the Texans because we got, how many calls have we gotten? You know, oh, you guys are hard on the team or whatever. I remember one time Mark Van in the Owen, and this was one of my last years there. They were 2-14. This was they lost 14 straight games. Remember, and that just led to Clowney, And
I do remember
and Mark
that.
Vandermeer was on the air, and he was, and Bob McNair came up to him, and he said, "You're being a little hard on the team there, Mark." And Mark Vandermeer was, I mean, almost burst into tears. He was like, "Oh my gosh, I am the most positive. I have given this everything that I." He had a show in the afternoon, which was it's that much more difficult to be positive and to be, you know, and to lie about the team and all of that stuff. But he couldn't have been more positive, and he was crushed that Bob McNair would think that he was not loyal to the Texans. And it's gone from that to now where we say literally that the owner is stupid, I mean, it is.
They'll isolate that.
Okay. It has gotten to
a
point.
Can you do okay again, but where it's less like back away from the mic so we get a better clear? Now go.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like it's overmodulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a new one. Well, that's fine. We have a new one.
I mean, you want to talk about it has gone from. Bob McNair was the first thing that anyone ever said about him. Bob McNair, it can't be classier. Cannot be a classier owner for the first up until the inmates running the prison. No, he couldn't have been more revered. He was the personification of class. When he walked into a room, he was nice. He was so he would say hello to everyone. He wasn't too big for. He wasn't snobbish in the least. He couldn't have been a nicer person, Bob McNair. And now it's...
And it's not even... You know what? I feel bad for Callaway because it's not even his fault. Like, this is his birthright, right? It was... You don't have the smoke plumes to... We've got a new owner.
What it is royalty.
Yeah, it's royalty.
He's royalty. He's just born into it.
Yeah, he was born into it. And you know what?
The brother that is actually could probably run this, who's smart, who's got business sense, who's building an entire hotel at 610 in Richmond that's going to rival Tillman's, that's going to be probably the 610 nicest.
610 in Richmond, where?
610 in Richmond, right across, just outside the loop, right there on the north side. He's building a huge complex.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what they're doing, all that construction. This is the one that abdicated and said, I don't want to be part of the royal family. I don't want to take the throne. Let's give it to the young brother.
Did he do that, or did the family and him just say, "I need to handle the business interests"? Let's be real.
Well, no,
football teams run themselves.
Totally, he just said, "I don't want anything to do with the Texans."
Yeah, but family business like that takes business acumen. Running a football team doesn't take.
I don't know that he worked for Cogen. I don't know that. I think he's gone off and made it on his. I don't know. I think he's building stuff. He's not Cogen. He's not. They sold Cogen anyway. So it wasn't like he just said.
So who was running? So he wasn't running because didn't the McNairs have other businesses too, or no?
No, I think that
just Cogen the horses. Well, all I know is there is a McNair out there that's supposed to be pretty shrewd and sharp in business standpoint, but he doesn't own the Texans. And Janice does own the Texans.
Yeah, but she's older now.
Cal even said, "I am." Me and my mom are. He even said my mom.
Well, she's
and my mom are going to be looking to make the new hire.
She's still queen mom. She's still, you know, she's still the head of the family. But Cal is the day to day runner of the business, which is a huge, terrible mistake. Which is a terrible, terrible thing for all of us. For the entire city, because until he goes, If he doesn't go, then Bob McNair, then Deshaun Watson is going.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a terrible thing for all of us. I don't know. It's just it's gone. It's so amazing how this has turned, and it, yet we're still in the same place as far as crappy football. That's the amazing thing.
So here's the thing:
we went from crappy football with a classy and wonderful owner who you could trust and you thought was, you know, somebody that you could really count on, to crappy football with an owner that you think can't walk across the street without breaking an ankle.
The way we're talking, well, that's, I thought that was Lance.
That was Lance. That's right.
Talking about is we all watch The Crown. We've watched all those period piece royal shows. This is when the advisors prop up some distant cousin to bring in to be the king and overthrow Cal. This would happen. The country is falling apart. You have to find someone with some royal blood to over and back him so you can overthrow Cal. But that person exists but wants no part of it.
But not some part. No, wants no part.
The queen mother's not going to remove her son from the throne.
No.
It's really no. Is you it was his name Tommen? What was his name?
Which one? The second son?
Yeah,
Tommen. Yes.
I mean, in a way, this is
Cal's not Tommen.
Well, it's Tommen and Hodor.
Combination.
It's not perfect. We can't make perfect characterizations all the time, Del.
Well, Kaldor is pretty perfect.
It's pretty good. I don't know. Look, hey, but the good news is, so this is kind of what I've been told. If you're not going to, it's either going to be Cal, you need to get rid of Cal or trade me, right? Now, this could be really playing hardball, and if the Texans fight back, and this is real, if the Texans fight back and say, I'm sorry, Deshaun, we're just not doing it. You can sit out, you can not get paid, and we'll just wait it out. We'll be terrible, and we'll get a high pick, and then we'll have somebody to help you with the next year if that's what you want to do. And we'll let you, and we'll do Eric Bieniemy. You know, I'm hopeful. This is all. I've disputed this story that Deshaun was involved in this Eric Bieniemy interview on Zoom. He was not. I was told by people I trusted he was not involved with that. There's no reason to lie about that. He was not involved with that and doesn't really care who the next head coach is going to be. However, this is the truth, because I think for myself. I want factual information, but I can put pieces together myself. I do believe that there is an outside chance that no matter how upset Deshaun Watson is, if Eric Bieniemy is in the building, there is a chance that he can build a relationship quickly with a guy who I don't consider to be a massive grudge holder. Deshaun doesn't strike me as a James Harden type, and I do think there's a chance, even if Deshaun doesn't play nice right now, doesn't return phone calls from, you know, Bieniemy or the owner or whoever, even if he does that, if you play hardball with Deshaun, at some point there will be a reckoning. And one of the two things will happen, or there'll be a fork in the road. Deshaun will go down the path of, I'm going to stand my ground in that regard, or I am going to talk to Eric Bieniemy. Now, this is if they hire. Now, would Eric Bieniemy even want this job if Deshaun Watson's not here? Well, if you know that trading Watson would potentially get you Tua and a bunch of draft picks, yeah, I would say Eric Bieniemy would want this job, to be honest with you, because Deshaun is going to bring in a crap load of talent. The fact is, you can actually rebuild your team faster if you traded Deshaun than kept him. That's the reality, if you drafted him. However, you would be missing the key cog. You know, you could win 10 games, but just like the Colts. 10, 11 games, but you can't ultimately go anywhere until you have a quarterback good enough to take you there. And Phillip Rivers isn't that guy at this stage of his career. But you could actually rebuild this team. Look at the Dolphins. They start Tua's not some great player. They've had Fitzpatrick. Look at the Raiders aren't ready, but both teams started showing you with draft picks, especially the Dolphins, though. They came up way quicker. The Texans could rebuild their roster faster if they traded Deshaun than kept him. The problem is, you obviously are, you know, losing a potentially special quarterback.
Well, everyone focuses on the draft picks, and rightly so, but the Dolphins also bolstered that defense with signings. They brought in Kyle Van Noy, Emmanuel Ogba, Shaq Lawson, and then the big one was Byron Jones, and then they had a potential defensive player of the year at the other corner in Xavien Howard. So the draft picks are really young on the offensive side in terms of their offensive line. They draft three rookies have played quite a bit. But they also made what appeared to be smart free agency decisions this past offseason and got young veterans to add some, you know, to add some depth and to also be frontline starters. So that was the that's why they came up so fast. They're not just depending on rookies, particularly on defense. So it was a combination for them.
All right, 843 ESPN 97.5. Someone 3780-3776. Someone 3780-3776.
Time for me to talk about my guy, Craig DeSerf. Love Craig DeSerf. Love Rick Drenner, the entire crew over there. The people in the not just the sales staff, but the service staff, because they make things so simple. They win the Customer Service Index Award year after year after year, meaning their customer service is astonishingly good. Whether it's simple work that you need something a little more complex. I've had to take two different cars, not my fault, either time, into the collision, the auto body shop, which is on the other side of the road from them. And they've got rental cars there to pick up. The collision department is fantastic. I'm just giving you a sense of what we're dealing with here. Everything is right there in Angleton. And the prices and the selection and the service. And it's just a really relaxed atmosphere where they just want you to be happy. And they're not trying to hustle you or hassle you. It's really about, look, if you're happy, we know that you'll tell your friends, you tell your neighbors. If you're unhappy, you're going to tell your friends, you're going to tell your neighbors. There's really no reason not to just take care of you like you're a friend or a family member. And that's what they do. And that's always been Craig DeSerf's mantra, even when he was here in Houston. And he went out there and he said, Lance, this is actually where I want to be. And I understand why now. When you go out there, there is almost no turnover because it is a great group of people. And you get that almost like a country experience where it's just a good set of people who are just out there trying to do their work, make their living, and make you happy. And it's that simple. Chevy, Buick, and of course, Chevy, Buick, and GMC products are waiting for you at the best prices, the best trade-in values. And yes, it is possible for a car buying experience to be a pleasant one. Go to LanceZCars.com and get started for yourself.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 846 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number. Just tired of talking about this, Deshaun. I mean, you want to talk about, and it's every... I swear it's every other story on ESPN. Every other story.
Well, I mean, he's one of the top young players in all football. Coming up this in terms of real football, I truly believe it is the most talented player to ever play quarterback position is Aaron Rodgers. And I don't even think you get a very big debate from most of the quarterbacky type of guys. No one has his combination of arm strength, arm talent, quick release, agile footwork to get in the pocket and outside of the pocket, play extender, impossible throw, you know, pass maker, ability to make others around him better with lesser talent. Like all that's, it's really, he's the most talented we've ever seen. Tom Brady's the most accomplished we've ever seen. This is a great matchup. Now, unfortunately, you know, Tom Brady has passed. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the better player now, obviously. But I do think this is a chance. You go out there and you beat... If Aaron Rodgers can beat Tom Brady and then beat Pat Mahomes, who they are saying it's not even concussion protocol, it's a nerve where he had his neck pulled and it's a nerve, so he's supposed to be back. If the Bills lose to the Chiefs and the Chiefs make it into the Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers is able to beat Tom Brady and then beat Pat Mahomes and he picks up that second chip, that's going to end up being a really, really big deal for his career. Winning one is huge. Winning two is certainly bigger because it reaffirms. And to win two at different stages of his career, and yet he's an MVP at age 37. And does he look like he's lost anything?
Mm-mm.
He's the LeBron of football, if you really want to know the truth. Very rarely, I don't remember ever seeing, this is what's incredible to me about LeBron James. I don't remember seeing a player at LeBron's age with this much tread off the tire still looking this in his prime. Usually you see Michael Jordan went to more fadeaway jumpers, and LeBron looks like he's pretty much the same guy now that he's been for the last 8 years. It doesn't look like much has changed at all. That's really staggering. That's one of the most staggering physical accomplishments of durability and athletic DNA and just everything you could possibly imagine. And it's also his will to work out to keep it that way. Like, LeBron clearly puts in a ton of work, ton of respect for what he's been able to do to keep himself at that level. Aaron Rodgers has too. Aaron Rodgers has kept himself at that level for 15 years. They came into the league. Aaron Rodgers came in 2005. LeBron came in 2003. So LeBron's been doing it longer. Although Aaron Rodgers was technically older, I guess, because LeBron came in out of high school and Aaron had played college ball. So Aaron is actually older than LeBron right now. But Aaron Rodgers has done the same thing. He's winning an MVP, and he doesn't look any different than any other year.
No.
And people said this is maybe his best year ever.
Yeah. No, this is his best year ever.
And he's doing it with, no offense, but Tonyan, Lazard. Yes, Davante Adams is fantastic. But he is doing it with and he's doing it off of an offseason that looked highly volatile inside the organization. He's a little bit of a jerk, you know, a little bit of a know-it-all, but he's got that arrogance that great players have.
You have to have that. You have to have some of that.
He's got that he's got more of a Michael Jordan arrogance, I think, than anything.
Yeah, so does Brady.
Oh, yeah.
But guess what? Brady's a yeller. Did you see him yelling? If somebody runs or doesn't recognize a defense and runs the wrong route, or Brady is not afraid to tell you right now on the field how you're messing up. And that's a lot of Jordan in him. Or they said it's very difficult. And it got even last year at New England, it was the worst ever how Brady, because he was pissed off at the way that they were playing and how he had no weapons and everything else and how he was playing, he was brutal in practices. Let me ask you this. What would the Rams have to give you, Goff and what, for Deshaun?
Oh, I saw the report yesterday that Goff and
McVay are
and
not
McVay a, have a very strained relationship.
I could certainly see them reaching out.
Oh, my God. Goff. I don't want never Goff seen him, and his I don't, big
I've worked
ass
with you
contract.
For 20 years. I've never seen a more disgusted look on your face.
Goff and four ones.
No, four ones. They ain't giving four.
You're going to be in the 20s the whole time. What value does that have?
The Rams don't even have a first rounder this year.
The Rams don't have first rounders ever because they trade them all away, and they're in cap hell. Every year they're in cap hell. They have totally mortgaged their future for this run, this great run that they've had.
Yeah,
they mortgage their future.
Well, they went to the Super Bowl. I'd give up to Sean to go to the Super Bowl.
And then suck the rest of the time?
Well, they don't suck. They were in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
Then they sucked.
They won a game.
They had a
12-7 or whatever. Oh, no, it was an over. Won. It was actually an over. They got an over.
They scored 30.
Had a quarterback
had
to come in. Like, Goff was hurt. Like, do I have to come back in?
I think you're misrepresenting their team.
No, it is. They have traded away all their.
Pretty damn good.
Super Bowl, not good. Playoffs, but not really a chance. And now their quarterback, who they've given a bunch of money to, isn't happy with their head coach.
He literally went chasing Pierre-Paul and lost a thumb for that team. Okay,
did he?
Well, it was hurt. Okay,
Jason Pierre-Paul blew off two fingers.
Well, I know, but
a giant M80 firecracker.
Jared Goff probably felt like that. Okay, so I mean, dude was playing in the cold in Green Bay with couldn't grip the ball, and he was 9 of 10 in the first half. So your representation of this organization is just a hair off. This has been a good tough out for everybody in the NFL. When you're playing the Rams, you know you're going to be in the football.
They have mortgaged their future. They have put everything in. You traded away two firsts for Jalen Ramsey. You've traded away picks for Marcus Peters. You traded for or you gave Tlaib a big deal at one point. You've made all these. Didn't you have Sue at one point? You brought Sue in also. They spent so much money and given away so much picks, and they had one legitimate run at a Super Bowl, and they were there and then played like garbage. It was the worst Super Bowl we've ever seen. I mean, New England sucked too. It was a terrible Super Bowl. They were terrible.
It was a Super Bowl. Huh? In the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to give up everything?
It was the Gonzaga. Who did Gonzaga lose to? It was the Gonzaga versus...
It was Butler, Connecticut. That's what it was.
It was Gonzaga, Connecticut.
No, it was Butler, Connecticut.
No, Butler. I meant not Gonzaga, Butler. It was a Butler, Connecticut.
It was here in Houston.
National championship game. I was like, man, this Super Bowl is like the Butler game all over
again. The Texans wagered their future, and what did they get?
Who?
The Texans, he's talking about wagering the future.
Yeah.
Isn't there difference?
They mortgaged their future and they got four wins.
That's why mortgaging your future is the dumbest move.
But the Rams make the playoffs.
Yeah. Great. And now they don't have anything but a big ass contract for. And John can't wait to take it on and some picks.
No, I said, what would it take? Because they're disgruntled with Goff. I don't know why.
How much value
does
Goff?
All he does is take them to Super Bowls.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you give Deshaun a value? 5 being the highest, 1 being the lowest.
What do you mean? What would I?
What's the value of a Deshaun Watson?
5.
Correct. What's the value of a Goff?
3, 3.5.
I would say 3. I wouldn't even say 3.5. 3.5 is a little high because you also have to take into account his money.
You're being a little disrespectful. No.
His money hits now. Deshaun's money doesn't even hit now. His money hits now. You get a salary cap hit now.
Well, because Deshaun's money is going to hit. You know, you got 3 years. Four years, you would
get it now. You have to cut JJ just to fit Goff under. That sucks. That guy doesn't even win games. He's a snap taker.
Well, you have to cut JJ just to keep Deshaun under.
Okay, here's what else I want.
It's the same thing.
Cooper Kupp.
You have to cut JJ, period.
I want, not Cooper Kupp. Yeah, it is. I want Cooper Kupp. I want Robert Woods.
Okay.
I want Tyler Higbee. I want everybody he throws to and Cam Akers.
And Cam Akers.
Now, you basically give me your best skill position guys.
Well, I'm sure they're not going to do that, but they might give you a...
You mean they'd be nice enough to get Deshaun Watson and give us Jared Goff's contract? What a
Jared
bunch
Goff.
Of
No.
Swell
but you
guys.
Of course you'd have to give up more. Of course you would. But
it
okay,
has to be
Cam Akers
that's more.
Okay, you just answered my question. Cam Akers is a
rookie
start.
Contract. I would take Cam Akers, I would take Cooper Kupp, and I would take a first and a second.
How much do you think?
That's
Goff,
what you okay.
How much do you
now
think,
we're talking?
Now you got.
Now we're talking.
How much do you think Goff contract is next year?
It's 27, 28?
25.
Okay.
And how much do you think Deshaun's is?
After that, it's
next 10. Year. It's not
17.
Yeah, it's not that
okay.
Big
yeah,
a difference.
And so you're still going up. Plus, you're already over the cap.
And after that,
you're
it's
actually
10.
Adding.
After that, it's 10 in 2022. It's 10 million.
Yeah, and after that, you got a quarterback that's just a dude.
But you're getting other things like picks and Goff, I guess is what you're
talking about.
We're
trying to get
rid
of our quarterback, Dell.
He wants out.
Nobody asked you.
He wants out, not me.
Well, you know what? It's maybe time to play hardball.
Deshaun's going to cost you 35 in 2022, and Goff's going to cost you 10.
I'm honestly
wow.
getting.
Wow.
Say that or what?
Deshaun cost you 35, Goff cost you 10.
They put a de-escalator in Goff?
Well, that's the base salary.
They paid the
the guaranteed money.
Yeah. Base salary.
But I still want a good quarterback. I'm not bailing out. Like he's only $10 million. That's like saying I can have this terrible meal for only $5.
Now the cap hit in 2022
instead of this good one for $30.
$5
foot long. Now the cap hit is 33.
Jared Goff is the Subway of quarterbacks.
The cap hit.
You hit it perfectly.
$5.
Yeah. It's just okay.
And he's a Jared for
right
Subway.
Now you could get
Jared for Subway. Jared is the Subway guy. We've already done that. That guy's in prison.
No,
he's not the same.
Jared Goff's not going to prison. Did you see his girlfriend? I'm pretty sure he's not doing what Jared, the Subway guy, did.
You're pretty sure?
Deshaun's 15.9 and then 40. Okay? 40.
Yeah, that's a cap.
Oh, yeah. Hit. No, that's – and then he comes back up
to
42. Jared Goff in next season will be 34.6, the cap hit, and then after that, 32.3.
Man, that's a bargain. Goff, Akers. I don't think they'll give you Kupp, too. Goff, Akers, and 2 firsts.
Which would be since they don't have one, this should be 22 and 23.
Yeah, in 22 and 23. You know what? That's not a bad deal.
I'm not taking. I want to hear more deals. And if you do decide you want to trade Deshaun Watson, because it's not crazy. The crazy part is you got to hit reset on quarterback. The not crazy part is you get a lot of value. Deshaun is going to get you a tremendous amount of value. So here's the thing. If you decide that you want to trade him, you make it a public deal. Because if Deshaun requests a trade, which I've been told could come relatively soon, could be his next step, is to stop floating it out there, kind of quiet whispers, which might be David Moketa, I don't know. But if that's the case, that he officially, then you go, we are willing to listen so that all the hordes come call it flying in. Your only big problem, your biggest problem is that you, like dummies, gave Deshaun a no trade clause. His side has to give up something. If they get that much money, as John just mentioned, they got a better deal than Pat Mahomes. We're giving you a better deal than Pat Mahomes. You didn't even give them years. You only gave them 3 years. When he's up, you got to pay him $50 million. And you gave him a no trade clause. What did Deshaun give you? What was his gift?
Great quarterback give and play.
Huh?
Great quarterback play.
No, what did he give you in the negotiation?
Nothing.
You don't give away a no trade clause.
He took from you.
James Harden didn't have a no trade clause.
No, they said $22 million. He said, yeah.
Yeah. This is why you can't just have dummies doing this stuff.
That's all.
9
o'clock.
Now Deshaun gets to decide if he wants to get
traded. We know you can't have Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby doing any contracts. We know that already.
We know.
9 o'clock, ESPN, 97.5.
I want to talk about my friends over at Generator Supercenter. And Generator Supercenter is where you go for your standalone generators. And the Generator Supercenter name is a great name in the business. It's a phenomenal name. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they have the largest selection that you're going to find. And I'm going to tell you, the big name is Generac. The Generac automatic standby generator is exactly what it says. It is automatic and it's standby, meaning it will immediately flip on if your energy and power goes out. Now, how would it go out? Well, it could go out from a windstorm. It could go out from a terrible storm overnight. It could be hurricane. It could be tropical depression. It could be any number of things, tropical storms. It could just blow out because of something that happens with a power line. A power line gets run into by a car. Anything can happen. When your power's out, whether it's really cold or really hot, it's a nightmare. It's a disaster. You could lose all the stuff in your refrigerator, your freezer. Why don't you give that peace of mind and get that peace of mind by getting a Generac automatic standby generator? They've got right now, financing is available. You can get a free estimate by giving them a call at 281-377-9774. That's 281-377-9774. That's the Generator Supercenter.
This is ESPN 97.5.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits, like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.